The Hannah Gray, Mayor of Bromley podcast. Championing small businesses. Hannah Gray has been serving the community as a local government councillor for several years. She was nominated to be the 2020-2021 Mayor of the London Borough of Bromley at the height of the COVID pandemic in March 2020. Hannah has for many years been known as one of South London's most prolific small and medium enterprise networkers. Before becoming mayor, Hannah was Bromley's business champion, promoting and helping entrepreneurs achieve their business ambitions. She's now dedicated to helping promote SMEs, charities, and voluntary organizations to learn from their experiences for the benefit of all.
So, I am really delighted that this week I am joined by the lovely Jane Redgrave, known as Jane Red, because I love that bit. That's all the designer thing that you get with Jane. Jane is a graphic designer and has worked with some really big names and is also working with local business too and has worked for the mayoralty. I am so lucky. She's designed my Christmas card, my newsletter. We've got some more projects that I'm just going to talk to her about. She doesn't even know about yet. So, Jane, welcome to the podcast.
Oh, thank you so much to the Mayor of Bromley. I'm very privileged you have chosen me to have this podcast with you today. Thank you, Jane. It's a pleasure.
But Mayor of Bromley, that does make me giggle. I mean, I'm very proud of it, obviously. But we've known each other such a long time, we don't need that formality. It's fine. when you've had a glass of wine with Jane, you don't really need to start using the Mayor of Bromley title. We're good. We're good, girl. So, we do go back away. We met during networking. I think it was BNI, Business Networking International, that we met through. Yep. But you've done so much work with me at the airport as well when I was helping Colin with the air shows. But let's just, before we get into all the wonderful work that you've done and the amazing people you've worked with, let's just find out who Jane is. So, Jane, are you a local girl? Did you grow up in Bromley?
I did. So I've lived here all my life, and I've been to the local schools, and my daughters both went to the schools that I went to. When I took my eldest to show her around Langley, my old economics A-level teacher was still there, and he went, "Jane Clements." He went, "Your daughter's not coming here." I said, She is. I said, "The thing is, I've got two daughters." And he went, "Oh no." So it is good to still live in a local area and be brought up here. And I'd never move because I love the people.
It is lovely, isn't it? Bromley is lovely. We are so lucky. And the schools are amazing. I didn't know you were a Langley girl. There we go. You see, I learned something new about you. We've never talked about that bit before. But we are really lucky with the education here. And so you did all of your education here. Did you go away and study further after going to Langley?
I actually got a job down at Clock House. It was for the Media Bureau, and they sent me to college. So I did my training that way. So I went night school to Bromley College and then into London. So I've always worked locally. Until then, I started to go up to London.
Yeah, because with your design skills, you start to work with some really big names, didn't you? I mean, I'm always impressed, really impressed. Who are these names? Come on, name drop for me, darling.
I was so, so lucky. So I worked for Fox, Disney and Universal. I used to walk the red carpet. We used to do the premieres. I've worked on Star Wars, Notting Hill, Saving Private Ryan,
Oh my goodness.
Yes, I was very, very lucky. Amazing career.
That's not just lucky. That's skillful. There are thousands and thousands of people out there that think they can do design. But that's a skill. That is a really big skill. You must be, well, I know you are, very good at what you do. So you've managed to transfer that skill into a local level. You're working on local projects as well now, because I know you are still working on some big names, aren't you? But you've set up your own business. Did you come out of a big corporate to set up your own business?
Yes, so 25 years I worked in London for all the big corporates, and I started my business 3.5 years ago. That's when I met Hannah and I joined the BNI, which was a fabulous turning point for me. I have worked on the Biggin Air Show. I work with the Biggin Hill Memorial Museum. I also still do work with Disney, Superdrug, creating all the FSDUs for the Shepherd's Journey, Tesco's, and I've worked with lots and lots of local businesses, rebranding them and starting a completely new brand, logos, etc.
What's an FSDU? What's that? What did you say that was?
Yes, so it's when you go into supermarkets, they are the units where they are stacked at the ends with products on.
So oh, right, that's special.
You could have a makeup one that's, you know, the one I've just done recently, it was for a masked makeup. So Superdrug have brought out where you can have your makeup on, obviously behind the mask, and it won't come off.
Hey, oh, we all like
moving
that.
With the times.
Oh, it took me a while to find a lipstick that didn't come off on the masks, but I found something now, which is really good. And it's funny, in the local magazine recently, I just read an article. I thought if they had brought that out a couple of months ago, it would have saved me some time. But no, so, oh, you're working on that. So it's like, really, you've still got some high-end stuff that you're working on, which is great. But I know that you have worked locally too with the smaller businesses. So people that maybe are pivoting because they've had to change what they're doing, maybe their businesses aren't quite successful. I tell you what, I went to, I think I mentioned this on the pre-teaser, I went to a craft-type Christmas fair just before Christmas as mayor to open it, and I went around every store and tried to buy something from everyone. And I think about 80% of them were new businesses that were trying something for the first time, and they all were trying their branding, but some of them had got it right and some of them haven't quite got it right. And so how would you take a brief from someone like that? Because I know you've worked with the big boys, but when you work with a local company or someone crazy like me that has no idea what she actually wants and and just has a nice chat with you, how do you get that out of people? How do you make it look like it should for them?
Well, what's the nice thing now is we have Zoom. So I like to set up a Zoom call so I can actually get to know the person and see them and get to gauge their personality. Because I think the whole thing about taking the step to start your own business is it's yours. You're not working for someone else. This is yours. So you want to inject yourself. You want to be excited about it. I also give them a logo briefing sheet, which tells me the branding that they like, the colours, and who their competitors are. So it's a really good way for me to gauge where I'm going to place their logo, their branding, and their business for their selected audience.
Yeah, that's clever. So you get some of their personality, some of their likes and dislikes. I mean, I have got one that I would like you to do, and I think you've already started on it, but I came up with a new idea to go with it. Oh, what a nightmare I am as a client. But we're going to do hashtag nominate a local hero, because I can't get out to as many people as I'd like to at the moment. I'd like people to nominate their local heroes. So it could be the woman next door that's made face masks for the NHS. It could be the chap that's gone down the road, even in, you know, in the snow we got now and cleared people's pathways. It could be people on the front line. It could be bus drivers. It could be anybody that they think is their local hero. And I want them to nominate them. So I need to put that out all over social media and everywhere else I can get it. And I'd like you to design it. Now, I know I mentioned that, but I didn't mention the fact that I'd quite like it to be a bit Batman and Robin, you know, a bit biff,
ooh,
bam,
perfect.
Bow, you know, that kind of explosion of a on the screen that you used to see back in the day with, I'm showing my age, aren't I, with Batman and Robin. So do we think that that is a good enough brief for you to get going for my
definitely,
hashtag?
Definitely. I'm very excited about it. And the thing is, it's so good to highlight people who have actually gone above and beyond in these difficult times. So I think it's a perfect way to, you know, to get everyone involved again and, you know, for everyone to nominate who they feel is their hero.
Yeah, and they can put it on my Facebook or email the office or anything like that. And then we will hopefully, with the consent of the person, have a photo of them and a little bit about what they've been doing. Because recognition is so important. And there are thousands and thousands of wonderful people out there doing incredible things. I won't get to everyone, but you're gonna design me my branding logo for my new nominate a local hero. So I'm really delighted.
I'm excited. excited.
So I've also got another one. Okay, so we've got the mayoral quiz coming up on the 12th of March. Plug the quiz. And I need a branding for the quiz, please. The mayoral
Lovely.
Quiz. We don't want it too frumpy, but we do want it. It's a serious quiz, you know. People love quizzing in Bromley. And I've got another lovely one. We're going to do Follow Your Dreams. It's going to be a picture competition, a painting competition or a crayon competition, but a picture competition for kids in primary schools. So Follow Your Dreams. And so we need some branding and logo for that as well to get the kids involved.
Oh,
so
fabulous.
If we can keep that quite young and quite informal, and this is as good as it gets from me, you probably think you're getting a better briefing than normal. So let's have a look and see what you come up with, Jane, because we're going to put them on the Facebook so people can see your work.
Oh, fabulous. Thank you so much. I'll get thinking and get creative.
Oh, that's so good. That is so good. And so who else have you worked with locally? What other local branding have you done for people? What sort of people have you worked with?
Yes, so I do a lot of work with Biggin Hill Memorial Museum and the Biggin Hill Airport, Quality Drainage Company. They are a drainage company. I have also worked with Bring Your Own Baby. It's stand-up comedian for mums, so they still take their babies with them, so that's quite a nice idea.
Oh, how funny. You know, I had Helen Lederer on the other day, and she's doing a competition for comedy women in print, but I don't think she knows about the Bring Your Own Baby one. I think she'd love that. That would be really
yes.
great. Yeah.
So that's really... So it's funny how different things, you know, evolve through... through these certain times, and what's great for me is I can work with hairdressers, I can work with plumbers, I can work with solicitors, I can literally do branding for anyone, so it's absolutely fabulous. Every single day my briefs are completely different, so it's really interesting and really diverse.
The beauty of working for yourself, I guess, isn't it? And that must be the wonderful thing. I can't believe it's only 3.5 years ago. I can't believe that. I think we've known each other forever. So because you've worked with all these big brands, I suppose I have to ask you this question. Because you've worked with all the big boys and girls, are you affordable? I mean, have you got a package for a local hairdressers or plumbers or, you know?
I definitely do, because I do love to get involved with startups. Having, you know, been a startup myself, I think, you know, it's good to get the professionalism, but the guidance from someone who's not that expensive. And I can do packages from £50. So,
oh, wow.
Which is affordable for... small businesses.
That is fantastic. Yeah, there are a lot of smaller businesses out there that don't know where to start or how to get started, and that is fantastic. So they can really look as professional as they feel, because sometimes that's the difficult bit with a small business, isn't it? Is that you are working in the business and not necessarily on the business. So, you know, this is what I love about BNI, is that you have all that advice in the room. Someone that can do your website, someone can do your account, someone can do your design, someone, all that stuff, and you all chat
yes,
and share
fabulous.
That knowledge. And that's why I'm a big BNI fan. But to know that you could start someone up for 50 quid going forward, that's incredible. Mm. That is incredible. With all your knowledge behind you, wow. Mind you, I bet you've been asked to create some crazy things in your time, in the next time you've been doing this. Go on, share
one. I have. And the most awful one, I was asked if I could create branding and logo for... Throbbing Gash.
Oh my goodness. Oh dear. Okay, I don't think we should go down that road, but that does sound a little bit dodgy. Goodness gracious.
Wasn't really the sort of work I want to take on.
No, we'll stick with the hairdressers and the plumbers and the and local trades, absolutely, and local businesses. I mean, they're all going to need the help that they can get, because looking good on all platforms is so important. It's not just a brand for your shop front or a brand for your business card. It goes across all platforms, doesn't it? So it must be quite tricky to design it for all the social media as well as in print as well as on websites. It must be I don't understand it, so I would imagine it's quite tricky to design it in such a way that it can easily be used on all of those different platforms.
Yes, the thing is, I make sure that every time, you know, I create a brochure, then it can also be sent out on email and put on your website. The same with I create a magazine with Mark Perkins Connected, which is full of small local businesses. So in there, I also do their advert, and then I give it to them as a JPEG for their social media as well, and to send out.
Yeah.
So they're almost getting one advert for a variety of three or four platforms.
Yeah, no, that's really important, isn't it? To be able to use it right the way across all platforms. And so you, all varieties of businesses, you've been in business for a very long time. So if you were going to advise yourself, here's a tricky one. Yeah, careful, here comes a curveball. So if you're going to advise yourself now as the mature lady that you are, you're not that mature actually, but you know what I mean, as the grown-up that you are, what would you tell a 16-year-old you? That's a tricky question, but what would you tell, advise a 16-year-old you that's really important?
I would have told myself to have gone for it a lot earlier than I did. So, you know, I started my business at 45, and I wish I'd have started it at 30. So I would have been in business for a lot longer.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we all need to follow our dreams, don't we? I mean, that's part of the reason for the doing the painting competition or the art competition for young people, follow your dreams. We need to have the confidence. I've been talking to a lovely lady called Alison Delaney, who also has Follow Your Dreams coaching that she talks to young people about. And it's so important that they have the backup of society and their parents and these amazing school teachers that are just doing a wonderful thing at this time. You know, looking after our kids with all this going on. You've got to have the backup and you've got to have the confidence to do it. Easily said, but not so easily done. Yeah, I think that's something that a number of my guests have said. What would you advise a business now then? So if that's your advice for a 16-year-old, what would be your advice for businesses in this troubled time? How do people keep going? How do they keep their spirits up and keep soldiering on during this difficult time?
Well, I mean, me personally, I've actually done quite a lot of training because I think it's a time when you can actually take a little bit of time out, and areas of your business that you haven't actually looked at properly, you could actually look at and pinpoint and do some online training for it, so that, you know, every piece of the puzzle can then be filled in. So, you know, and also definitely take some exercise and don't just sit at your desk, you know, from morning to night, because, you know, it's not good for your head, it's not good for your health. So I think take regular breaks and do some training.
Yeah, so mental health is really important that you just touched on, isn't it? So it's important to give yourself a break. And I did a podcast with Zeenat, and I'm actually going on her radio on Friday. But it was about it's all right not to be all right. It's okay to have off days and to look after your mental health. And I think going out and having a walk and clearing your head is such an important thing. And then coming back and doing something positive with your extra time, such as training. Is so important. I mean, you know, my Charlie, he came up with something the other day. He's decided he's actually going to start trying to design a little bit more, as well as doing his music, so that he can do a bit more involved in the covers of his latest single that he's done, and a little more involved in the mixing of the music, because he would ask somebody else to mix it for him. And he's doing all those things online. He's never going to be like you, Jane. He's not going to be a graphic designer, but he'll have more idea of what he's doing. So, as you say, a complete package. I think people should do that.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think it matters, because, you know, none of us have to be perfect at anything, but it's whether we enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, my daughter, she's the same age as Charlie, and she's got her sewing machine out. She's starting to make little bits with her sewing machine, and she would never have done that before. But where you have extra time, you know, it's nice to take up something different.
Do something positive with your time. Well, Collins took up baking, which hasn't been great for the waistline, just to say.
Oh, I can't wait to taste some of his new recipes.
Oh, yeah. No, he's really good at all of that, and is just throwing himself into it. He's also doing lots of videoing. We've got foxes frolicking, that's the word, isn't it, in the garden.
Oh, wow.
So he's videoing them at the moment. So, no, I think our advice to people is, yeah, if take some time out, clear your head, and do some exercise. Physical exercise is so important. And do a little bit of learning, a little bit of space in your head for a little bit of learning. I think it's a great idea. So last question. I could talk to you forever, but I think people just get a bit bored with us gossiping. But last question. Okay, if you were going to have a dinner party, apart from me, obviously I'm
of
going
course,
to be there. If you were going to have a dinner party, who would you have round your dinner party table? Who do you fancy round your dinner party table?
Well, I have always been very intrigued with the Tudors. So I think I would definitely have Anne Boleyn and I would have Henry VIII. I've always absolutely loved her music, and I think she went down a very wrong road, but I still admire her a lot. Whitney Houston.
Oh, yes. Yeah, amazing voice. Amazing voice. So we need to invite Michelle, okay, my bestie Michelle, because she wants you to do some design for her as well, doesn't she? And she loves her Tudors. She's Tudor mad. I wouldn't get a word in edgeways with you. Honestly, the two of you would be talking Tudors. I might just have a little chat with Whitney while you're off talking Tudors. What a great dinner party that would be. That would be lovely, Jane. You're always such great company. You're so upbeat. And I would highly recommend that if anybody has some design needs or want to talk it through or have a refresh, to come and get some advice from you, because you're such an easy, lovely person to work with, Jane. And it's been a real pleasure to have a chat with you today. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And so are you. It's an absolute pleasure. And thank you so much. I'm really privileged that you've asked me today to do this. So thank you.
Well, I look forward to our wonderful new designs, and let's everybody else look forward to them as well. So we'll see what we're going to get, Jane. I look forward to it, my darling. You take care.
Lovely. Thank you. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining me today. If you know someone or are someone who should join me, please get in touch. Meanwhile, believe in yourself, support others, and please stay safe.